Malachim Beis Perek Yud Gimel. This parak discusses King Yehoahaz, Elisha's death, Elisha's miracle after death, and Hazael, King of Aram. As we have been learning about the demise of the 10 Shvatim, tribes of Yisrael, the Das Sofer explains there were times when Hashem sent Yisrael a partial savor with the hopes Yisrael would return to Hashem by doing tshuva. Although there were individuals who did do tshuva at that time, it was the role of the kings to bring people closer to Hashem. The Das Sofer suggests perhaps the kings falsely thought it wasn't their ability to fix the nation. Yehoahaz, son of Yehu, was the next king over Yisrael. Yehoahaz ruled for 17 years. Yehoahaz continued the idol worship and perpetuated evil in the eyes of Hashem for Yisrael. Hashem was upset at Yisrael and let Hazael, king of Aram, defeat them in battle. And Pasuk Dalet, Vayichal Yehoahaz es pnei Hashem v'yishma elav Hashem ki ra'as lachas Yisrael. And Yehoahaz prayed to Hashem. Hashem heard his prayer, and Hashem saw the stress of Yisrael. The Das Sofer points out on the word Vayichal, meaning Yehoahaz deeply prayed to Hashem. This is the same word used by Moshe when he prayed for Yisrael after the sin of the golden calf. Yehoahaz had prayed to Hashem in the same way Moshe did. Just as Yehoahaz was close to Hashem, so too Hashem was close to him. Radman Wali explains, as we find by Moshe, Vayichal, meaning he became in a sense sick with prayer, meaning Yehoahaz had so many prayers that Hashem should reveal the exalted light of Hashem's countenance to banish the chitzonim, impeding negative forces. The Sarm HaKadoshim explain, it's very good for a person to take time, sit by themselves, and speak to Hashem in their own words. Through speaking your heart's desires, a person can arouse their heart to come close to Hashem. Hashem immediately sent to Yisrael the Savior from Aram. Rashi Mitzudas point out, this was Yehoash, son of Yehoahaz. However, Yisrael went back to sinning. Hazael, king of Aram, almost completely disarmed the military of Yisrael. King of Aram continued to oppress Yisrael. Yehoahaz died, and Yehoash, his son, ruled over Yisrael next for 16 years. Yehoash continued to perpetuate evil and idol worship in Yisrael. The Navi now turns its attention to the story of Elisha's last miracle leading up to his death. In Pasuk Yadalit, Va'elisha chala eschalio asher yamus bo, and Elisha became sick with the illness that he was to die from. Va'yerid alav Yehoash melech Yisrael, Va'yomer avi avi rechav Yisrael parshav, and the king Yehoash from Yisrael came to and said, Father, Father, the chariot of Yisrael, Hashem's horsemen. Elisha told Yehoash to grab a bow and arrows. Elisha placed his hand on top of Yehoash's hand while holding the bow. Together, the window was opened. Elisha told Yehoash to shoot the arrows. The arrows went towards the east. Elisha shared, this represents Hashem will allow you to defeat Aram. Elisha told Yehoash to shoot the remaining arrows into the ground. After 3 shots to the ground, Yehoash stopped. Elisha became upset with Yehoash and told him, if you were to continue shooting the arrows into the ground, you would have defeated Aram forever. Now it will only be a temporary victory. You will only defeat Aram 3 times and not forever. And Pasuk Chof, Vayimas Elisha v'yikavreu. Elisha had died and they buried him. It happened in the beginning of the year when the troops from Moab would come into Yisrael. And Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vehihem Koivrim Ish, and they started Yisrael, were burying a man, Vehine Ro Es Hagodud, and they saw the troops from Moab coming, Vehishlicheu Es Haish Vekever Elisha, and they threw this man that they were burying into the kever of Elisha, Vayelech Vayiga Ish Ba'atmos Elisha, Vayechi Vayokam Es Raglov, that this dead body of a man touched the dead bones of Elisha, and all of a sudden this man became alive. Elisha performed a Tchias HaMesim on this man even after Elisha died. The Medrash Tehillim explains, who was the man of this story? The child of Isha Shunamis. This was the boy Elisha blessed the woman with, who had made come alive from the dead, as well as we had learned earlier on. The Medrash continues, this boy had become a Rasha. The Medrash Agada in Parshas Bamidbar learns from this story, a person who is fully connected to Hashem and follows Hashem's words, not only is Chai alive in this world, but also is Chai alive in the next world. As Elisha did a Tchias HaMesim, a resurrection, after he himself was no longer in this world. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, explains, Gidolim Tzadikim B'Misasan Yoser M'B'Chayehem, that Tzadikim are greater after they die more than in their lifetime, as Elisha performed a miracle after death. Why did this miracle happen? Because the man who was placed next to Elisha was a false prophet. It's not fitting to have a Rasha buried next to a Tzadik. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained, we see very clearly from this story that Tzadikim, after they die, go higher and higher in Olam Haba, the world to come, as they are no longer confounded by the physical constraints of their body. Their neshama is free. By going to a cave of a Tzadik, a person can access an amazing salvation and even a miracle like Tchias HaMesim. A certain Tzadik would say, it's a small miracle to bring a physically dead person back to life, and it's an even greater miracle to bring a spiritually dead person back to life. And Pasuk Chav Beis through Chav Hei, which is the end of the parak, Chazal continued to harm the Yisrael. Hashem had compassion on Yisrael because of Hashem's promise to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Chazal died. His son Ben-Hadad ruled over Aram next. Yehosh was able to reclaim many of the cities of Yisrael back from Ben-Hadad. That's the end of the parak. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.